Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're back. Obviously, the goofball is back. I'm sure you all had a great show last week with our special guest speaker. How was that?
It was great. Audra was so much fun. We chatted about silly things and laughed. And, well, you know, not just silly, but some of it's silly, some not so silly. We talked about the panty thief.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a panty thief conversation around that.
No one's going to figure me out, huh?
Right.
Nice. Okay.
And some other fun stuff like that. So we had a great time with Audra last week. So how was your week off at a leadership conference, Eric?
It was good. I learned that I still need some work.
Oh, I think we don't need work, I don't think, anybody.
Right. No, it was good. It was a bunch of great people. This was put on by Camp Karamak, I believe it is. It is an old historic Jewish campsite founded since 1902. And so it was 112 miles of just pure nature. It was great. It was cold. It was everything and then some.
Wow, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, but, of course, keeping up with the good Jewish faith, there was no lollygagging or frolicking or any of that stuff. So it was nice. It was just a good, pleasant time of understanding and learning. And, you know, the reason why I'm so tongue-tied is because it's wrapping in my mind that it was just two women here, you and Audra, talking about this radio show. And guys, don't you always love it when two women are together? Don't you always hate it when you miss it? So
with two women together talking about sex, right?
Yes. I mean, my mind is like, okay, you know, we think about sex all the time. So back to you guys.
We can't
let this conversation go. So what was the final understanding about this panty thief or bandit? Did he get caught or is he still at large?
I think he's still at large in that particular area because they didn't know who it was. He was just randomly going into this apartment building, into the laundry room. And yeah, so I think he's still at large, and I'm sure there's many, many, many more all around.
I'm not going to give you a hint where to find him, but hold on to your knickers, girls.
Well, I did share with her a little story about having one of my pair of panties was stolen from a gentleman friend many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I let him wear them, but he stole them.
Oh, wow.
And then he snuck off with them, and then they weren't there.
Wow.
I never got them back.
Wow.
So
I guess we're starting to get warm here on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And you know, guys, have you ever worn your girl's underwear? Like, I mean, you know, smelling them is one thing, you know, because you miss her, right? You miss her.
Sure,
and you love her. But it takes it a whole nother level to actually put them on.
True. Yeah.
Do you find that is attractive when your guy puts on your underwear?
Well, I think if it's attractive to him and it's fun for him, then it's a fun experience. Do I look for a guy who's into that? No. But I've known a couple different men who don't mind doing some of that stuff once in a while. And because they like it, it's just part of the fun experience, you know?
You don't mind those big old boners stretching out your underwear?
No. Not really, no.
Nice.
It's all good.
Nice. Okay, so we've got some interesting conversations going on today here on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. There's a man that was caught for tickling buttholes. I don't know why anyone ever would complain about that.
Well, he was breaking into houses and doing it to strangers, I think, was the bad part.
Really?
So they were asleep and you just get startled by a stranger in your bedroom tickling your butt.
I don't know if I can complain, Tina. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. Like, okay, I'm sleeping, and someone's tickling my...
I think you can say anus.
Okay.
I'm
tickling my anus, and I wake up to my anus being pleasure? I don't know if I can complain yet.
I'm not...
I mean, another guy, I guess. You know,
well, this was... He was doing it to men.
Oh.
Yes, he was tickling men's butts. So,
and
I think the you know, I don't think a lot of people, men or women, probably wouldn't mind it if their partner just was, you know, tickling something. Even if it was new, it might be a little interesting experience.
Right,
but I guess
right.
a stranger breaking into your house, but isn't that kind of hilarious? That, you know, what kind of fetish might you have to do it to strangers in their homes? You know, it's a little bit...
That's an interesting conversation. This guy looks like old dirty bastard from the Wu-Tang Clan, if anyone is...
But you know what? It turns out he was not homeless, and he actually may have been wealthy. He was wearing expensive clothes.
What?
But he acted as if he was just some poor homeless
guy,
but he was not.
Well, it makes more sense if a wealthy person has a fetish like that. Because
right.
It's better, right?
Sometimes. I think everybody is, not everybody, but in any situation, someone could be bizarre.
Well, you know, there are certain cases where the very rich, the wealthy, the elite class, they put on a little, like, sex shows and things like that.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like us
mm-hmm.
poor people, us common people, we don't
know. You just have to go to one of those swinger parties.
Right. They give us the bootleg stuff, man. They got the caviar.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I had to tell you. So a girlfriend of mine, several years ago, she was looking at different clubs and parties at bars, and we went to one time, right? So we go to this kind of, like, party at a club, and it was kind of somewhat of a private party, but it was a public kind of bar. I don't know. Anyway, so we go to this thing. It was not a sex thing.
Oh.
But it kind of became one.
Nice.
So we're like sitting there, we were dancing, we talked to some gentlemen, you know, we're just hanging out. And then there was a whole group at like two different tables that had kind of pushed some tables together. There were probably at least 15 to 20 of them that were from a swingers club who came to this event.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's a party story, huh?
So they started being a little bit intimate in their kind of making out and dancing, and they bent over a woman and spanked her.
Really?
Right there. It was, like, so cool.
Nice.
I thought it was the coolest thing ever. My friend was like,
no,
I didn't. I just, like, let them do their thing. And my friend and I, we were just, like, laughing. Yeah, we were just laughing at And one woman pulled down her breast and someone, or not pulled down her breast, but pulled down her shirt and exposed her breast and some guy was fucking on her nipple.
Ooh.
It was kind of hot.
Man,
I know.
Sexy.
And then I think, you know, they were kind of like, hey, you got to tame it down and,
you
know, didn't really allow it to become
the
a party sex
pooper.
Party.
Damn it.
Right. But it was very interesting.
You had some of the coolest experiences. Like, how come I can't find something like that, right? I'm back and forth. I've got this desperate look on my face, like, please, somebody do some freaky shit in front of me. It never happens.
I probably would never even share the freakiest stuff on this show.
Tune in to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina after dark.
Yeah, that's going to have to be an after dark series.
Right.
So, you know, those are pretty tame.
Yeah.
And a big surprise for a lot of people, like, whoa, Tina, you have all those experiences. You know, I just enjoy life.
Yes, that's it. Enjoying life.
I just enjoy life, and I just, you know, I think life is fun. So as soon as I learned that happiness was an option, I was probably in my mid-20s.
Ooh, happiness is an option.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
powerful.
It is powerful. It's like, read the 40-day list, Derek.
Who would have thought that you would get some knowledge other than sex talk, right?
Right.
Happiness
is an option. But as soon as I learned that, because I used to hate myself, and, you know, that's kind of the work I do now in love, self-love and happiness.
Right.
But as soon as I learned that happiness was an option, I wasn't still loving myself yet, but I was in that direction of, like, wow, I could be happy and not miserable? Like, what is that about? I just became this explorer of life. And since I already had a sexual curiosity, a lot of the exploration happened to follow a sexual nature. Not everything. I still did lots and lots of other stuff. Just everything. I mean, if somebody asks me, hey, do you want to be involved in this project? That sounds fun, sure. Hey, do you want to go to Taiwan next week for a month, but you got to leave on Tuesday? No problem. I just go.
Right.
So, you know, so I've had that kind of spontaneity in the past. And,
so
know,
it's kind of like kind that of movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey, where you had to say yes to everything, right?
I did not see that movie.
Oh, no, you got to check it out. That movie, it inspired me.
Really?
Right, but what's it called? Yes Man.
Yes, man.
Yeah, there's some shit out there. It's an old one, isn't it? It's an old one, yeah.
So I'm going to have to go to the library and look for that.
An oldie but goodie.
It's not going to be in Redbox.
I don't know. Yeah, it probably won't be in Redbox.
It's a good library.
It's not on VHS, so it's on a DVD.
Okay.
So speaking of, you had mentioned earlier in this conversation that something new, something surprising, something shocking. This is my segue.
Into
for Bailey J.
Oh, Bailey J.
Do you know who Bailey J is?
No, I forgot. I kind of forgot. Like, I looked her up one time, you told me about her, and then I kind of forgot about her.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
On Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, we are not afraid to explore the taboo, obviously. And we give props to our brothers and sisters, regardless of their gender, color, nationality, and all of that.
Uh-huh.
None of it matters.
It really doesn't.
But what is important is self-expression.
Sure.
And if you want to see the prettiest, in my opinion, and I'm sure several of you would agree, the prettiest transgendered
she is very beautiful.
Person is Bailey J.
Yeah.
I would have no idea that this young female had a penis.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people. Right.
I don't know if I would care, Tina.
No, I don't. Probably not. Because if you know the person as who she is, then that's who she is. And
why let a little penis get between us?
Is it little or not?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's a good one. So listen, Bailey J, young, beautiful. I'm not quite sure everything about Bailey J, but it is one person that we wanted to highlight because it is important with transgendered awareness and individuals that are feeling hurt because they're caught in this identity crisis. We don't want you to hurt yourself. We don't want you to feel that you're alone. We don't want you to feel like you're some freak or monstrosity. We want you to know that there are role models for you. There are beautiful role models for you outside of Caitlyn Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a circus act.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, when you're a celebrity that way, and then everything comes off in the in a very different way.
Yeah.
It's not. She has access to a lot of things that maybe other people wouldn't.
Right.
Celebrity of it and the makeup and the clothes and the everything. But, you know, Bailey J is someone who is popular now, but maybe didn't start out that way.
Absolutely.
Kind of became who she was
right.
in a more private way and build from there.
Absolutely, and have that strong sense of identity. So if there are any of you that have children or nephews and nieces that are struggling with some identity, please focus them to Bailey J.
Yeah.
Maybe not some of the footage.
Oh, not right.
The name yet. But the end product is that this young lady is very classy, very beautiful, and holds herself in high respect. So,
you know, and just like what you said, a lot of people who have those identity questions about themselves, or maybe they don't question it, but other people question it, or whatever that might be, I can't even imagine what that's like.
Right.
You know, I can't, you know, because I'm a girl, and I know I'm a girl, and I've always been a girl. And
you automatically assume she gets pounded.
Well,
right?
I just mean I just know who I am in my sexuality,
yes.
For to not know or to be confused by that, it's really a serious thing. I mean, people die because of it.
Right.
And I knew she was born a girl, but then started living more as a boy, but then started living as a boy dressing as a girl. She has, you know, so many different body issues and identity issues. She had both, you know,
so she was
bulimic and she had, like, just a multitude of issues. and to not really know, because like in her case of, you know, going from girl to boy to then boy to girl to then, I don't know, I don't know where she is anymore, you know, probably still in California. It was someone I knew in California. But to have that kind of not knowing or
right.
not knowing fitting in, and maybe it's partly from stuff outside yourself.
Right. Right.
And stuff inside yourself, and I just can't imagine how, you know, hard that must be for people to get to a place where then they can publicly be who they really feel they are.
Right. This
yeah.
is what we want,
like
right?
Hard.
This
yeah,
is what
hard.
We want. And so, you know, if you want to tackle some real political issues there, people, I would say individuals like Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, the Donald Trump, what's his name, the Donald he goes by? You know, these are the real issues that are out there.
Yeah, people,
right?
Who are they? Who,
yes.
who are people? And not just even with those extreme cases, but all of us.
Yes.
And I'm talking about sex. Some of us, like, we have, just like we talk every week, there's some of the guy who wanted to go tickle buttholes by strangers, buttholes.
But no, I'm already tickled Trump.
So, you know, everybody, there's so much around, especially when it involves sexuality,
yeah.
that gets pushed secretly, deep inside of us, so badly that we don't even know who we are.
Is that just an American thing? Because in Europe, they're fucking all over the place.
I think it's more American
no?
thing. You know, when you look at, like, you know, there's a we always post a lot of great stuff on the Sex Talk with Derek and Tina Facebook page. And, you know, we posted some stuff on abstinence education, where a lot of places are only teaching sex education as abstinence only.
Uh-oh.
I mean, what kind of message does this give to people? It turns out the studies have definitely proven that those things don't work. There's more teen pregnant. There's more occasion that then when they do finally have sex,
right.
they don't use condoms.
Right.
You know, they're not being educated, so it turns out to be worse. And then they're told everything's bad, so you really have things in your head that are like, oh, those things are bad, I can't do them. And then you end up with a guy who goes and breaks into homes and tickles buttholes. I mean, I'm serious.
Right.
I think there's a direct correlation.
And it's sex. And don't get your butt violated.
Right. Because maybe he knew, maybe he was gay, but he was so pushed down that he couldn't be gay. And,
right.
You know, who knows what happened to him? I don't know his story, but. Like, that stuff, all of that suppression and education of sex is bad and you can't do these things, it's just leading to worse stuff. And people don't know who they are and they don't know what they want. And they don't know how to express what they want sexually.
I thought Sigmund said some things about this whole anal play. Didn't he?
He said a lot of crazy things about a lot of crazy
but
stuff.
But was he crazy, though? I don't think
I don't know.
I mean, you know.
Some of the stuff is just a little weird. I'm really more of a Masters and Johnson, you know, period follower. Yes, Masters and Johnson is such a great show.
Oh,
right?
I'm giving a Showtime plug here on channel 852 on ATV.
Oh, I don't know. I watch it.
Oh.
Well, we won't say it publicly how I watch all those Showtime shows. I might just go to websites that are, you know, outside the country.
Oh, that's a whole other topic.
Because here's the thing. I would watch them. If I could just, and I think maybe they're switching some of them now, because now some of those shows are going out to places like Hulu and Amazon where you can pay a membership to watch some of these shows.
Right.
But previously you couldn't. Like you couldn't go to Showtime and just say, I only want to watch these shows. You have to put in your subscriber information from, you know, cable, dish TV, and I don't have any of those.
Right.
So I'm a person who doesn't even own my own personal TV. Now, in the house where I live, there is one television.
Okay.
And it's about a 19-inch.
Oh.
And it's inside of a cabinet.
Are you complaining about 19 inches? You'll be the first woman to ever complain about 19 inches.
So we don't, and we don't have, subscribe to any kind of cable or anything. So we just have an antenna at the house. So,
okay.
So we get, you know, some channels. So to watch some of the shows, like online, you can't because you have to put in who your subscriber is and who's your cable subscriber, and then you can watch some of the shows. So you know what? They've made it, and that's the case for network TV, too. It's not just the cable channels. Network TV, most of those have gone to the same thing. Like ABC.com. You can't watch their shows. Or you can watch the shows like a week or two behind.
Right.
So you can't watch them currently. Well, they really kind of, you know, tried to make it the entertainment. You just have to pay. You have to subscribe to these big companies in order to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't really subscribe to that. So, you know, I sometimes will watch something on Hulu or Amazon or whatever, but even sometimes not all shows are on there.
Right.
So
right.
I go to where I can watch them, and I'll admit, because I travel a lot, so I've just found some of those places where you watch them. So, you know.
That's brilliant. Before we get off of the topic,
I know.
This, no, this is fine.
Master
but this abstinence.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things that I'm curious about is, you know how they say that movies and television programs do not affect how people behave? Right?
Mm.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah, it was so wrong.
Okay. You know, you watch this movie, and this movie has no bearing on you acting out anything in your life, which is completely ludicrous in my opinion.
It is.
Because on
it
television, regular or cable, people are fucking everywhere.
Oh, in daytime TV, soap operas are like
right,
soft porn.
Right, especially on Univision.
I don't have Univision.
That's my porn, for real. And so when you have all this sex on television and everywhere, and then you're trying to tell people with a very light voice, don't have sex.
Right.
I don't think they're buying it.
No, you know, and it confuses them.
Yes.
So even if they do wait, they don't know what to do when they do want to do it.
Right.
You know, because they're not educated why it's important to use a condom, what a dental dam is. What, you know, what are the...
dental dam?
Oh, Derek!
Why do they even exist?
They have to exist. They're, you know, they prevent sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh,
they're good.
Oh, man.
So if you don't know what a dental dam is, for all the people who don't know, it's just a small... It basically, like, you could take a rubber and cut a square out of it or a rectangle, and then you could lay it over the vagina.
And then you miss all the
texture. The vagina, the lips. The labia.
You know, all the texture.
You lay it there and then you use your tongue over it. So a lot of sex clubs require people to do safe sex, so they have to use dental dams, they have to use condoms, they have to use all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, privately a lot of people don't, but you know what? It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It would be a good thing.
I agree. I don't want to have any diseases, so.
You know, what would be great is if they started making lip rubbers.
How
you see Derek's face? He's just like, what in the hell are you talking about?
Lip rubbers.
Yeah. You know, lip rubbers. You know, because cold sores.
Oh, my God.
Okay, most cold sores are herpes, and most people don't know that.
I was just informed of this.
You just learned
that. I was just informed of this thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if they had lip rubbers, you could have that. Attached to your lips, like wax lips, right? And then you could, like, go down on someone and, you know, you don't have to worry about your cold sore.
Don't stop the sex, baby. Don't stop it. Wow.
Maybe that's an interesting invention, right?
Really?
But they do those whole, like, latex body things. But, you know, they don't always cover the lips because people have to breathe. So I wonder how you might be able to create something that goes around your mouth.
It would be like what do the athletes wear?
Mouth protector, but then put the mouth protector on the outside.
Right.
Oh, and then it could go on the inside, and wouldn't that be great? Like, no teeth, right?
No teeth. No teeth. In fact, it's funny that you said that, because a buddy of mine back in Detroit, Michigan, told me the best blow job he ever got was by a woman with no teeth. And I'm like, John, how in the hell would you ever know this? And he's like, hey, it was the weekend, 2 a.m, what are you going to do? So a mouth guard with covering
right.
teeth.
That's the teeth on the outside, and, you know, it would look funny. It could go up to your nose, make sure and cover that whole area where a cold sore might be.
Oh, my
spreading,
God.
All the way around. But, yeah, a lot of people don't know that. And it's really important, people, okay? Really important. If someone has a cold sore, you don't let their lips touch you anywhere. Not your mouth, not your nipples, not anywhere.
Nowhere.
Because you can get herpes on any part of your body.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. Really?
Yeah. Do you know that the majority of the population actually has some form of herpes in their body already? And a lot of people who get those little cold sores or fever blisters, they get them naturally. They get them from ants. their great aunt kissing them when they're a little kid.
Oh, my God, don't let your aunts kiss you anymore.
But it's true. A lot of times they come from places that aren't specifically sexually related. But then that cold sore can be transmitted genitally.
Oh.
So if you have a cold sore and you're performing oral sex with somebody, you can transmit genital herpes. Even though this is not genital, it's oral herpes. You can, the person can get, because that's called herpes 1 on your lip. They can get herpes 1. You can get herpes 1 on your penis, on your vagina, you know, those places. And it also can, it can pop up on other parts of your body, for sure.
Exactly.
Like you can have herpes on your finger. Herpes in your eyes, like a really serious thing. You can get little babies. They say that really they have to be really aware that babies should not be kissed by anybody with that, because herpes can almost kill a baby if they get it when they're real baby. But a lot of people get it when they're, you know, a little kid and their aunt kisses them or something, but people aren't aware of that. Yeah.
Thank you for that. And that's it. Holy shit. So now,
and it's not bad. I mean,
but then
just,
people,
you know,
have to be responsible. So if you have a freaking cold sore, don't kiss me.
Yeah.
Right?
But you know what? A lot of people aren't aware that it is a herpes virus, because guess what? Your doctor doesn't talk about it. Doctors have, most of the doctors don't talk about this shit. They don't tell people this because nobody's talking about sex with their doctor. Nobody's talking about sex in their home. They're not talking about it at school. It's like, come on, talk about sex.
Oh, my God.
That's
why
we're here.
Talk about sex. And you know what? It's amazing, though. This is the kind of stuff you find out from Derek and Tina in our sex talk, right? We're not going to hide the truth from you. We talk about chicks with dicks. We talk about herpes on your lips. We talk about everything.
Right.
Because
totally.
You
it's
all
really
matter.
Important.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
all
it's
matter.
Really important. And you know what? It's not bad. If you have an STD, it's not the end of the world. You know, the majority, I think there's, I won't say what the statistics are, but I think they say 2 or 3 out of 5 have an STD.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's a great chance that this butthole tickler could have had a disease. And,
sure.
Oh, my God, I would be pissed.
Well, you know, STDs are extremely common nowadays.
Are they?
You've got HPV, which is the genital wart, very common.
Oh.
Young people, it's one of the top rising things. Chlamydia.
Oh.
So some of them are actually treatable. And like if a person gets chlamydia, they can take medicine and it goes away. It doesn't stay with them forever. But if it's not treated, then it can become a problem. You know, you have syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes,
HIV. Who was the guy that was married to the hot Latino lady? Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
Was it Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
He said
it's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that he is suing her because I guess he got HPV or something from her vagina.
He's suing his wife?
Yeah.
I thought they were still married.
I think he was suing her because he got cancer.
I
have
to look that up.
Yeah, we need to verify that story, but man, oh my goodness.
Well, they say that HPV can cause cervical cancer in some women. Like, you know, that is a precursor to cervical cancer for some women, you know, so I don't know all those, everything about it.
Okay, so listen, we only have a few more minutes here, but the article here is entitled Michael Douglas Blames Throat Cancer on Oral Sex.
And so, you know, and it could be because he could have, maybe it's the HPV, which is that one that can sometimes cause cancer in women. I guess there's no reason why it couldn't cause. I mean, I don't, but he's blaming it. Whether or not the doctors proved that that's the case, I don't know. We probably have
don't
to
defend
research.
Him. Don't
We probably have to do some research on that because some people just get scared.
Next time.
You know, yeah.
Next time on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, we will discover what is going on with Michael Douglas. But more importantly, we'll come back with some very good and pertinent information for
Absolutely.
Your sexual pleasure.
Woohoo!
All right?
Yes, absolutely.
Any closing words?
Well, you know, love yourself. You know, check out our Facebook page. We always have lots of great stuff, education. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Love ya.
Bye.